Mr. Dobson, reel 15. Were there any examples of desertion or cowardice that you can remember?
Not that I can remember, I was probably one of you just sent back from the end of the line. And after that, no son? No.
He wasn't a Durham, though, wasn't he? Not originally.
He was from the case of Ice, by the way. And he was the same in the case of Ice. That's how he was left out there. He was a national service, and he had been about, I think it was 3 or 4 years, and he was national service. He was an apple, you know. He couldn't do anything. So he just sent him back.
What part did religion play?
Moses was a party. He was a good boy. Right? He always had a good time for you. In fact, I did. He had church services on there. And if you could, and then you disappeared, but then I was going to have a service of good.
So well attended.
Yeah, I think the lads really felt it.
What did you do for recreation in the trenches and in the front line?
Well, if you weren't sleeping, you were walking in the garden, or you had to push your own. But if there was no sleep, you could, because you were not going to make it, you know, you were sleeping. So really, there was nothing really else to do, just eat, you know, and keep things clean, keep yourself clean. I did get out there and make football again. I don't think it was the first time I got there. But I have been out there and made it again.
Was there much complaining?
Well, I was getting more. Vincent and McCurran, he's from Birmingham. He always had a good idea of something. He would never have anything like that. He's a good shooter, but I think patrols them, and I would have trusted him, and he didn't. But he used to get to the, I used to do it myself, I didn't have to do anything. About the cool and all that, and that was getting a little bit there, so that was getting really cool. So I think we did all, and we did get a bit more, right, you know, wishing we were out of it, which I think was nothing. So, that was good.
Did you ever see or any experience of any self-inflicted wounds or anybody trying to get out of the front line?
No, I didn't come across anything like that.
You didn't come across anything like that? What did you think of the officers in general? Who was 2IC at this time?
Grant.
It was still Grant.
Yeah. He did get to personally cut me in there. But to me, he wasn't a type. I don't know what went wrong, but he was replaced by Captain Dave. He didn't seem to type to be a frontline leader to me, right? Not to see what he was down to. I don't know if he was an open door, one of the lads, you know. Not him.
Was Donoghue a regular?
Yes.
He was, wasn't he? That's right. And what about the other officers? Were they mostly regulars?
Pellet, he was a good one. They liked him. And he was, I forget the names, but I think they were all right together, and then the lads were not. Pellet was, I think, was the most popular.
Who was he?
He was a second lieutenant. He had, I was two platoon. He was a good man, right?
In A Company?
Yeah, in A Company. I think he was, he's the one I had most with me. I also remember Major Grant. I worked for him, I was sure he was. To me, he wasn't a. You know, I never seen him. like Gandhi, I believe. So
they were more natural leaders.
Yeah, to me, yeah. I never did a patrol in the middle of the gang. He did them, I can't remember, he did them first time he came up the line. First time in the line, he said, I think the players don't come out.
Do you know why that was?
I'm not sure what happened. I would like to know that, to be honest. Next time I see you, come on, come on, ask me. See what happened.
What did the men think of the officers, and how did the officers react now that they were under fire?
Yeah, I'd like to keep them in check, right? And, I think they respected them, the gentlemen. Because they weren't going to have a little bit of the same as us. You know, we had a ground as well, in the military. And we had to just get the same ground as us. You know, so they were more or less the same.
Did you think they were good at the jobs?
Yeah, I think they're very good, and
they were well trained.
Yeah, but yeah, just young lads, you know. I mean, I think they were just national servicemen. Officers, you know, just to be trained as officers. You know, they had a decent job outside, so they were officers, put it that way. But not at the end of the world, as far as I remember. Paradise, I don't remember him, but he was good. He just opened their eyes.
And he was he national service or?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly was, because when I did leave Korea, he brought us home. You know, and your mom. So I think he just got in about roughly the same time as what we had. So he just didn't do this to me. So I think Major Dundee was like, patrols.
What did you think about the rest of your colleagues, the rest of the NCOs and the other ranks? Because the vast majority of them would be national service.
Yeah,
would that be right?
Sergeant Hammond and the other ladies in the Cook Sergeant Major, I mean, he was a soldier.
What did you think of them?
I thought they were all right, they were sergeant, but again, I forget the names of the ladies and the platoons, you know, but I think they were all right,
How did the National Serviceman react then in general terms? What was your opinion of?
I think he did a good job. I think he dressed those decoded men carefully. You tell them anytime you took a battalion, not a soldier, not a battle. They all sat in the army.
Did you have much to do with Colonel Jeffries in the line?
Not really, he used to just make a couple of visits. And I was pressing up on him, I understand too. I was coming there just to see me and I, and just to go down the room. Have a lot around their company now, just have a look. And we made his next company, he made their company. It was a good bloke, he was a fair bit, I think. But he was all there for a good time. He just lives with a hectare.
Where was his headquarters then in relation to the front line and to your own company headquarters?
It was a battalion headquarters. He was very well known behind his own company. So he was very bad. The way, I mean, one of the US Grand Prix was his radio operator, and it was a woman, they were out there at night, and I was some other darkness coming from the rear, from the Jeep, and they were out there all night visiting. So it was one of these moments I learned what was happening. So I think we did that, like, good
deal. What about the Major Donoghue? Did he get out and about? Did he go visiting?
Oh, yes.
Various units.
Yeah. He go on his platoons to see them because they're there. He was in their company headquarters and they had his own USF. So really, he was there most of the time, Sometimes he'd go up all night, just depends. Sometimes I'd lie down when I was on the road. Sometimes I'd lie down, but I had to look at him, sometimes he's liked it more than the other two. But he was appalled.
What about discipline in general terms and the general soldier?
Well,
was there many examples of people falling foul of discipline while you were in the front line?
No, I didn't think of them. I don't think of them. The serious offence they've been in the front line. So I think, really, I can't remember anything about anybody, you know, getting out of line or anything. They just did it. They just did it. And so they just got out of it.
You didn't actually take part in any patrolling or any in this first period, this
no,
first
I
month.
I did go out there for a first time.
Was there any patrolling from the company at that time? Yeah, because there were different kinds of patrolling, wasn't there?
Yes.
Can you remember what the word? I mean, just in general terms. Obviously, we'll come on later on in the story as we go on to when you yourself took part in them. What in general terms? What were the different kinds of patrols?
Well, the sand patrol was on the main gap.
Standing patrol. Is this a gap in the wire in the line?
Then I had written patrol if they wanted to find out something, what they'd seen during the deal, the ones I was on was three. And I was all over the start of the an oxygen tube ropes, one of them, even gets up on the back. And then it's a fighting patrol, and that's about 15 ropes or something like that, which I did the other one then. Then you get one just to do a little skim of the valley, and make a little return or something like that. They never all sat together. It was just a one patrol out there, something like that. So you know, which is weird for that one. So I put them in through it. That was the patrol, you know. They were severe then, they were getting used to it. You know, that was, I don't know if it's part easy part of the line, I don't know, but I really didn't know what's going on, I don't know. But they did a lot of patrol.
It was more or less every night, was it?
Yeah, just about the last first time of the line, getting used to it.
And then from there, where did you go at the end of your month? Who relieved you?
The back watch. We went back to the lines later.
Where did you go to? Can you remember?
It was just north of the River Tee.
This was this other camp that you went to?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was called? What kind of camp was it then?
Really, it was just like a valley, that was the camps. In the valley, that's where they were, the company. The company's valley or something. And that was it, really, just in the valley.
And it was a tented camp?
Yeah, and you would get a big tent in all months. That was where you got the meals at. But you just lived in like, on the other side, and then went up the back. Sometimes I was eating there, I would get into one of the big tents and put leg orders. You know, they always happen to be there. That's when you knew I could dig the tents.
So your mate was still digging the latrines?
Oh, yes, I was. He was keen when I first time.
Were the conditions in this camp better than in the frontline trenches?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, bombing down the enemy trenches and things like that. And you did get more time to yourselves, you know, you could sit out and play and have a room. Or there was always a bit of a knocky tent, you know, sort of stay, and you might get the odd bit of sport. It wasn't a football field either. I'm not sure that I did play football or not, I'm not quite, but you know. But you had a lot more time to get yourself, you know, put together after being in the front line when I tied down. So really, you had more time off. You still had to keep yourself, you know, you training and that, doing little bits of schemes and that, you know, and you're going up and watching and things like that. You just keep your fit in order and all that. You still had to be trained.
So the training still went on?
Oh, yes, yeah, I didn't want to stop training. Well, I mean, at night, I mean, if you weren't on guard, which you still do, you know, you had more time off, relaxes, you could switch out on your day and just lie or see a letter. Well, there was this shoe map, you know, the youngster that had shoes on. Sometimes you took one of them.
Whereabouts would they be?
Well, you know, you tied the bottle of the youngster, you know, and in the years of being valid and the skis in the boat.
Can you remember any?
I'm Bohoo, so Bohoo, and there was a dance band. And I saw a well-known dance band in the night and that one. So it was, no, you had a bit entertainment on. So it really depressed me, you know. But there was sort of something, sometimes you'd get a film tour. You know, that would be dark, you know, thank you, I would just be a film tour or something like that. Just to relax and all that, you know, think about it. And then, I was good with that, right? But you did feel the time in mind. You know, you had it. I mean, if you didn't, it would be pretty boring.
Can you remember any other things that you did?
Well, I'll tell you what I did there. I shouldn't have done that, but I went behind the wheel of the Jeep. It was a map to us as well, you know, because it was a long way. I was a sportsman. I didn't have a gun. I think the end of the these guys have been dried. Sometimes don't reach out to them, don't deliver. We did a 15-minute wait for the three to them, or the last three to them, and didn't deliver. So we would try when we were dead that night. And there was once a group to move shit together and move to them. Cool. Hey, it was all right. You just skip that a little bit, and you just see at least we know when you go to the driver.
So you didn't get into too much trouble?
No. He was a friend of yours. He knew I was in danger. But I was really introduction to driving the car or something. That kind of thing. Yeah. But I didn't play football. I didn't play sports or anything. Not that I remember that. Not that I remember that one.
How far behind the front was this valley? Can you remember?
Oh, yeah, well, we had 2 or 3 miles or so. At night, I was scared when we got here, think, or Jimmy Deer, and the shells, and or the airstrike, or the tank, or something like that. But still, you know, I think, in the distance. Yeah, I thought you said done it once, so I had an idea of what it
was. And how long were you there?
I think we did a few weeks on there, I think, just to get that time. It only a few weeks, because we sort of did it in a month out, so we were in.
And then where did you go from there?
Well, we went back into the same area.
You went back into the same area?
Yeah.
And that would be the end of the October, early November?
Yeah.
52?
Yeah. That's when
Were you in the front line when you came back?
No, we were in reserve. Reserve for this one.
So can you, how far, where in relation to the front line was the reserve then?
Oh, you're just talking about 600 yards or something. I don't remember if we, the valley we went to the front line, we were back here. And I got to know about this, this is when we started training at night and had a police attack. But on the off and on later, we were the sweeping party, the new party I was in. Just trained up, just trained and trained. That was everything, we really did it.
So a lot of your time in the reserve, when you were in the reserve part of the line, was taken up with training.
Yeah.
For a particular attack.
What they were after was prisoner. I see we hadn't been an attack. I mean, we were not going to do it, right? We just trained that.
So can you describe the... the actual position then that you were in the reserve?
Well, the one that was just a lower hill, was a long hill. I think that was the way they had the camouflage, called the camouflage road. For runners during the deer often, they were all camouflaged.
Oh, what do you mean camouflage? Over the top?
Nets right over there. So they couldn't see where they were going. Once you get out of the boat, right, or in the rear, around the bottom of the front of the boat. So we were right there, in the reserve.
And what sort of, what was the accommodation? Was it hoochies again? And trenches?
Yeah.
So you were still in trenches even though you were in reserve?
Yeah.
And what were the hoochies like compared with what you'd been used to before?
This one was very quick on top of the hill. But it was off on this, wasn't as far on the ground as the front anyway. But,
Were they still constructed the same, the hoochies?
Yeah, still the same one, yeah, I guess. Now it's just off the top of the hill. And then we crossed it. It was good, mate. It was so far at the time, we had a 10-volt heating system we had. We'd be dripping to the shore, and you know, we'd have heating system, and That sticks me now, that's true. Actually, I think there's more sand in the fall on my head than I can really stretch it down. I don't know. And that's about the only thing that really stands up to me. But me slapping must have been like that. That feeling.
You mentioned before about food, keeping food in the hoochies and the rats. Did you have any special containers to put food in?
Well, you weren't supposed to, like, you know, for anyway. If you eat in there, so you, if you had anything left, you took it. Put it in the squad, being that, and stick it away. You hadn't had anything in there, but you might have you bought a bar chocolate or something. You used to get the, like, nothing to come up there. If you didn't use there. Bought a bar chocolate or something, and get something from home. No, but you had to get rid of it, you know, you had to keep it away. That's what I mean, that's where the rats would come from.
Was there any precaution against the rats?
Yeah, we had the rats in the office. We had that stuff like DDT in it. We had that spread around and stuff in it, and that, to try and keep them off and fill them up. Around the toilets and that. And that was just as good, again. Stuff like that, you know. I thought it always belonged, but it didn't breathe it in. That and that. I mean, I don't know how to clean it, but you have to be clean.
And I presume you had to keep the hooches reasonably clean. How did you keep them clean? Because they were just dug into the side of the trench, weren't they?
It was hard.
You got a wireless from the mayor.
Yeah.
Can remember what else was in these packages?
Well, we used to get them in the I got a pipe. This is when I smoked it. I didn't smoke it. And the pipe said, you see that back in here. And this is the duck part. Got the pipe and I got a tablet from the last cigarette. That's really the first thing I when I started smoking. I didn't know what to do. I mean, I got cancer at one time, severe. But, I wish I never did. It was just darkness. I never bothered with smoking. But like I said, that was when I was doing that food for all the time.
Whereabouts would you train?
Behind here and there is sort of just one of these little winery tack. You get the city and all that there at the city. It's a little quiet and they're coming up there, isn't it? You get different commanders that come and see it and that you know, see where you're going to be in train. All those in the baby on the top end. But we would practice being at the bottom. I think it was like two platoons going in the attack. And there was no platoon coming across them at the bottom, you know, really. So really, sometimes I was at the bottom, sometimes I was on the top, and then the major just wasn't. So you could hear him coming up. And then again, you had a suit, and I had a square. We try and talk to him over that. It was training. They didn't make a difference.
And how often did you train?
Well, it's got a little early night and I didn't get more than a day. I'll tell you something, it was a bit like a little chapel of the ammunition kind of things. And I did go over that, the part of the National
Where was that?
It was in the reserve. Reserve company. It was just there,
Because you were still in company headquarters at that time, weren't you?
Yeah.